You ain't nothing but a hound. Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me tell you what the Easter messages from the Trump family were, and you're not going to believe it. Maybe you've read it, probably haven't read it all. Unbelievable. Donald Trump Jr. posted a picture of three Easter bunnies holding automatic rifles and dressed in camo. In front of them are a row of Easter eggs. And the bunnies go, come on and take it. You know, and the hashtag is Easter. Now, let me tell you something. I like Easter egg hunts. I like seeing little kids running around the lawn looking for eggs. I don't like to see three bunnies with automatic rifles and camo laying out the eggs and saying to the kids, come and take it. I don't like that, quite frankly. I think that's cold and heartless and strange and weird. The guy is bad news, a strange ranger, an extremely sick individual, Donald Trump Jr. But how about Donald Trump Sr.? You can say, well, the spawn of Trump is not his fault. Well, that's not true. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree here. Here are two messages that Trump put out. He's been suspended by Twitter, but his PAC is not suspended by Twitter because it's a PAC. So he issues his statements through his PAC. Here's one of them. I'm not kidding. On Easter Sunday, quote from Donald Trump Sr., the former president, Donald Trump, quote, happy Easter to all, including the radical left maniacs who are trying everything to destroy our country. May they not succeed, but let them be happy, healthy, wealthy, and well, nevertheless. And that's just a strange, sick thing to say. This is Easter, okay? This is the holiest day, theologically, in our Christian tradition. And this former president is saying, happy Easter to all, including the radical left maniacs. And may they not succeed. I mean, sticking politics into it. But that wasn't enough. His PAC, because he's suspended from Twitter, so he does it through his PAC, also released this message on Easter, attacking Letitia James, who's the Attorney General of New York, right now is pursuing a civil lawsuit against Trump and his organizations for fraud, for undervaluing his properties in Manhattan for tax purposes and overvaluing the same properties to get a loan, which is a felony. And Alvin Bragg, the newly elected district attorney in Manhattan, took a dive and dismissed criminal charges against him, or actually told his people not even to bring him. Somebody got to him. Got to be a grand jury investigation of Alvin Bragg's bank accounts. But Letitia James is holding tough on the civil lawsuit, which could yield judgments for fraud. And here's what he says on Easter Sunday. He attacks Letitia James, and he says, may she remain healthy despite the fact that she will continue to drive business out of New York. And then he goes on to say she is a racist. That is a code word for encouraging violence against her. May she remain healthy. Because back when the DA of Atlanta was investigating him, and still is, for extortion, felony, calling up Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, and threatening him with criminal prosecution if he didn't come up with another 11,500 some odd votes. Trump was in Arizona, gave a speech saying that prosecutors were after him, were racist, anti-American, and people should do something about it. That's code for violence. He uses code for violence against Hillary Clinton, He said the Second Amendment people should take care of her. Secret Service talked to him. He said, I meant they should vote. They were confused, didn't know what to do. He was a Republican nominee. They let him go. Don't do it again, they said. Then he goes, her bodyguard should be disarmed. What if she'd said that about him? Second Amendment. There are more Second Amendment people in union halls than hedge fund conference rooms. What if she said that about him? Then his bodyguard should be disarmed. She doesn't say stuff like that, neither do we. These clowns, drifting towards being a fascist party, are encouraging violence. So you have the son, Donald Trump Jr., the hashtag Easter, posting three Easter bunnies holding automatic rifles, dressed in camo, with Easter eggs lined up, standing behind them with guns saying, come and take it. And then you have Trump calling Letitia James a racist on Easter, saying, may she remain healthy, which is a code word for violence, that she's driving business out of New York. And then another text from his PAC, who's even thrown off of Twitter himself, saying, happy Easter to all, including the radical left maniacs. This is a sick family, a very sick family, sick guy, very sick guy. He cannot be permitted to be president again. One of the beneficial side effects of prosecuting him is it would make it virtually impossible for him to run again. But Alvin Bragg, DA of Manhattan, took a dive. And politically, nobody is investigating his bank accounts and who got to him, if anybody got to him. He got in on identity politics. Cyrus Vance, the incumbent, one of the best prosecutors in the country. But he didn't have identity politics chops. Knew he couldn't run, so eight others ran, all trying to slice and dice ethnicities. This clown gets in and takes a dive. Letitia James is going after him, but it's only civil. The DA in Atlanta is going after him. She's getting death threats as a result of his encouragement in that speech. And nobody is... I mean, if you said, why don't you shoot the DA of somewhere or shoot a presidential candidate that's a felony, you'll go to jail for at least 5 years. So people don't say that anymore if they're smart. They use code words, and that's what Trump is doing. We've kept violence out of our politics since 1860. When Abraham Lincoln got elected, the South initially threatened to secede. Lincoln went to Washington by train to be sworn in, and there was a plot against him in Baltimore to kill him. He got word of it. The Secret Service did. They didn't have a Secret Service back then. They hired Pinkertons, but whoever was the equivalent of the Secret Service got wind of it. Lincoln went in disguise. Now, I don't know how you disguise a 6'4" guy during a time when the average height for a man was probably 5'8". Be like a 6'8" guy now. Looks like Lincoln, but somehow they disguised him and he snuck in. But we haven't had that since then. Not organized. We've had presidential assassinations, but not organized violence by one of the political parties. That we have not had. But we're having it now. We're having it with Trump. And one of the things about fascism people don't understand is fascism is not an ideology. It's not anything, an economic thing or a political thing. It is simply a strong man seizing power and trying to hang on as long as possible and steal as much money as possible and kill his political opponents. That's all it is. It's organized crime. And that is how the Republican Party is drifting. Go to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, I'm interested to have your speculation on this, and I realize it would just be speculation because it's hard to know all the details. But when I think about all of these investigations that are taking place, but particularly on the federal level, as Garland's DOJ is having to bring DOJ lawyers from other projects, other lines of inquiry to process all of the people that were involved in this insurrection on January 6th. I mean, it's hundreds of people that they're having to go through and process and set up to go to trial. I mean, all of that stuff is incredibly expensive, and all of the processes of investigating what happened on January 6th. I'm just thinking, when we think about pocketbook issues, I don't know that we ever think about all of the money that has to be spent on prosecuting these crimes of Trump. I just and his associates. It has to be. I know you would be speculating here, but when you think of hundreds of people that have been the lower echelon that's being investigated, and then you start to get into people like Mark Meadows, and then on to Trump and family. Do you have any thought at all about what we have lost because of his lawlessness? Did you want to? I'd love to hear your speculation on that, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah, Joe, that's an excellent comment. Really is, and let me address it. First of all, you're right. And in fact, there are more than 700 prosecutions right now. Every one of them requires a prosecutor and a team and, you know, going over visual evidence, photographic evidence, and so forth. A judge can, as a condition of the sentence, they can say, all right, you're going to get a year in jail or 2 years in jail or 6 months in jail. And they can assess not just a fine, but they can assess fees to a point. They're not going to assess the prosecutor's, the equivalent, the imputed value of the prosecutor's time. But the time of investigators and so forth, I think, is absolutely appropriate, and they should. The problem is, a lot of these people aren't wealthy. And realistically, you're not going to collect it. And then if you go out and try to collect it, that's expensive. And then they declare bankruptcy. And there is an exception in the bankruptcy code for fraud and criminality. You cannot discharge a debt that was incurred because of fraud or criminality. Then you have to show that. And then what you do is you garnish their paycheck. Well, you know, depending on what their paycheck is, that may be pennies on the dollar. The way to really do it would be when wealthy people are involved, and absolutely go after them for that. But one of the things about Merrick Garland, and I understand he has a tough job, but Merrick Garland, just going after the 700 people who are in there is not enough. He has to go after Trump. He has to go after these people for insurrection, not just blowing off a subpoena. And I'll be honest with you, Joe, I do not get the feeling of that I have confidence in Merrick Garland. I don't think he is strong enough. I think he is intimidated, and it's about time we had a different attorney general, a tough, aggressive attorney general. That's my view. We're coming to a break. I'd like to talk some more about this. Very, very good comment. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.